You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
The Tennis Podcast with Scott Cooney and Nick Quinn on RSN 927.
Yes, welcome to the Tennis Podcast here on RSN 927. Scott Cooney with you, and great to have you with us. The one and only, of course, Mighty Quinn, Mighty Starman, Nick Quinn, tab.com.au in just a tick, and also the one and only Dash and Darren Park, and live from Melbourne Park, Australian Open 2022. It had one of the biggest nights in history. We've got, of course, Barty, the Ash Barty party continuing, hopefully, when she takes on Danielle Collins tonight in the women's final there on Rod Laver Arena. And then it's the special K's versus the Big M's in the highly anticipated men's doubles final, all Aussie men's doubles final at that, with Kyrgios and Kokkinakis taking on Ebden and Purcell. Bit of controversy too. We'll chat about it. Could be quite fiery a bit later on. And of course, it's Nadal Medvedev tomorrow night in the men's final as well. We'll hopefully chat to the one and only Isabella Limbruggen from Fox Sports tomorrow on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927, and also the one and only Mel Bloomer live from Melbourne Park as well. We're here for Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East, 500 Taronga Road, Hawthorne East, only 10 minutes from Melbourne Park, and check out the full menu at shanklincafe.com.au. But I'll tell you what, I had the portobello mushroom before. It was absolutely delicious. A skinny latte there as well. But try the chili prawn scramble and the baked eggs. Check it all out too on Instagram there, Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East. Absolutely sensational. Dan, Joe, Tony, Alex, Holly, and Gretel will look after you there, as opposed to Hansel and Gretel. But also, we're here as well for the Middle Hotel in Currumburra. Fish and, of course, Elise, all the crew will look after you there. And what better place tonight, if you're not there at Melbourne Park, to watch all the action, the tennis, the racing, and much, much more there at the Middle tonight, ahead of a huge night. So before we get to Dash, let's get to Quinny.
For the best daily tips, head to the all-new rsn.net.au.
First up here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927 for Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East to Taronga Road there, and of course the Middle Hotel Currumburra. We say good evening, Quinny, ahead of a huge two nights at Melbourne Park. Quinny, how good's that too? You can have the milkshakes at the cafe and then the beers at the pub on the way.
Food for champions, and hopefully punters are having a celebratory milkshake, beer, champagne, or even a sparkling water should Ash Barty get the job done tonight. No doubt Melbourne and the rest of Australia will be celebrating nice and hard. The market indicates she's clearly the one to beat. She's into $1.18, firming from $1.20. Danielle Collins now a $6 outsider. Barty's been well back to cover the line. It went up at 4.5 games. Initially, it was $1.90 each of two. Barty's been $1.90 into $1.65. And set betting, Barty, two zip, $1.58.
Absolutely, mate. As you say, $1.18, firming there, the Barty party. Hopefully there tonight at Melbourne Park gets the job done. Collins, $5. What are you liking, mate? I reckon this will be a bit closer than the other matches. I think maybe the overs isn't too bad.
The overs for that one, there's a few different numbers. There's over 18.5 at $1.50, over 19.5 at $1.72, and over 20.5 there at $2. And this is the one we always struggle with. Are you better off taking the overs or the outsider at the plus?
Yeah, I think the overs, you'd look pretty silly if Collins comes out and wipes her off the court. I'm not sure that'll happen, because we've seen how much players have struggled with a different ball from Barty. It seems to really see them lose the plot. But Collins on form should definitely be getting, I reckon, that 19.5 for $1.72, mate. So I don't mind that at all. But check it all out, tab.com.au. I know you'll be going the safe way there at the over 18 at $1.50, brother. But of course, we've got the men's final tomorrow night we'll get to in just a moment. But what an absolute smorgasbord tonight, mate, with the double. Kokkinakis, Kyrgios and Ebden Purcell in that all-Aussie men's final. Kyrgios and Kokkinakis firming to $1.36. Ebden Purcell out to $3.10, mate, at tab.com.au.
And lots of punters would be pretty excited, Scotty, because $17 was really available and pretty popular. After Kyrgios and Kokkinakis won their round two match, they're now all the way down to $1.36. They reopened at $1.40 when the final teams were known, and Ebden and Purcell have eased out to $3.10. Set betting, the special case in straight, a $2.15 chance, two sets to one at $5. And if you anticipate that Ebden and Purcell can get the job done in straight, that option there at $4.60. But yes, it's it's going to be exciting, but I can't wait for the women's singles tonight. I think that's the one I'm the most excited about, Scotty.
It'll be 6-3, 4-6, 7-5 to that women's singles final in Barty's favour. So there you go. Can you bet on that? You get it probably about $1,000,000 to 1 to pick the scoreline there at tab.com.au. Very generous. But before that you go, Quinny, tomorrow night, as we said, a huge couple of days at Melbourne Park, the men's final and the anticipated men's final, of course. We've got that coming, the Nadal-Medvedev clash. And I saw Rafa go up at about 260, mate. He's firming. Medvedev $1.50. It's starting to get to more the right price now, mate. What are the odds now?
Well, when we spoke 2 days ago, I said I thought Nadal was the value at 350 because I thought he was more likely to reach the final. And if he was an outsider, he would be back. And that has been the case, as you alluded to, 260 into 245. Medvedev $1.57, the line for this one at 3.5. It's so funny with these two, isn't it? Both their games the last two rounds, they've both looked absolutely superb at times. And there's been times where you've genuinely questioned them. What do you make of the final?
I reckon Nadal's looked slightly better throughout the tournament, but there's a little bit of Medvedev peaking at the right time, that sliding doors moment really in that Olga Aliassime match, and I think he's a deserved favourite, and I probably just leaned towards him, but I was very surprised to see Rafa go up at 260, mate. I think it's more of a $1.60, $1.70 to 205, 220 sort of match, so there's definite value on the Spanish king.
Is there a bet for us?
Overs again. I know it might sound a bit soft, but I'd be very surprised, mate, if this isn't at least four, maybe five sets. So the games there, what have you got for us at tab.com.au? Total games over under. I think there's the 39, 40 and 41. Mate, I reckon you can be safe and take the $39.75, because if you take 40, 41, you can easily cop it and you're nearly getting the same price there at the 39.
Isn't it funny with their overs where you barrack for probably the outsider in the first set, should they succeed, you instantly have to barrack for the favourite again. I can't think of many sports where you literally chop and change who you barrack for.
That's exactly right, Quinny. You're all over it as always, mate. Enjoy the action. Ripping couple of days coming up. Hopefully you cashed up from a big day's racing on RSN 927, mate. And look forward to seeing you there at Waller's Bakery in Hampton, fresh on Bluff Road on Monday morning.
And Scotty, you've done a wonderful job with this podcast over the last fortnight, and hopefully RSN can get behind you, and you and the CEO of RSN, Matty Nevitt, can do some work throughout the course of the year, because I know personally I've learned a lot about the tennis thanks to you and Matty, and I'm sure there's lots of people in the same boat.
Good on you, Quinny. No doubt we'll have you on throughout the year plenty of times, mate, and we'll miss your pronunciations in the next week.
Oh, geez, I'm nice to you. Give me a clip. You can go and get stuffed. Goodbye, Scott.
Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. Know the beauty of having a wild one with an all-new turbocharged engine. Bred to be fearless with a strikingly sculpted exterior, soft touch leather interior, and a kingdom worth of Kia boot space. Unleash the beast, explore the beauty with the redesigned Kia Sportage. For more info, visit kia.com.au.
Kia, movement that inspires.
On AM, FM, digital radio and streaming worldwide. This is the RSN 927 Network.
Well, Chris, welcome back. I guess you've been the answer to the question for 44 years of who was the last to win here. Are you ready to hand that on?
Yes, I've had a bit of fun with it because it's always been a great trivia question that usually could have got wrong. But no, look, I'm very happy and very honoured to be asked down and to be a part of it. You know, this year, particularly in that Ash is, you know, an incredible tennis player and seems like a wonderful human being. And so, yes, happy to be a part of it, very happy to be a part of that. And it's exciting for Australian tennis. You know, we haven't had this drought, or it could be the breaker of this drought. So, yes, very happy to be a part of all that. It's quite an occasion.
Have you watched a lot of her career, a lot of her matches over the last few years?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I'm certainly glued to the Australian Open and glued to the other majors, and it's just been wonderful to see her progression through. And it's just so normal and natural, and which I think everyone loves and appreciates about her.
Australian Open 2022 versus what it was like in '78. Just the magnitude of the difference between the events.
Well, there was actually nothing that was similar. Different venue, different racket technology, different court surface, different money, different, basically different everything, just organisation, social media, all of that sort of stuff. So this is an incredible venue. and not that Kooyong wasn't fun, but it was you know, that was the era, that was the time, and so yeah. But this is sensational.
I understand you'll be a part of the actual day as well in terms of taking the trophy out there,
yeah,
and getting the chance to potentially speak to Ash as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I'd love to meet her. And I get to have my hands on the trophy one more time, perhaps, before I lose it.
If you could talk to her before, what might be your last piece of advice?
Just do what you're doing. Just do what you've been doing. You know, she looks to me like she has it all under control, and she'd be my pick.
Yes, Chris O'Neill there, the last Aussie to win the Australian Open, of course, 44 years ago there at Melbourne Park. Chatting to Scott Spitz from The Age and, of course, our very own dashing Darren Parkin. And he joins us now live from Melbourne Park. Great little chat there, Dash.
Yeah, it was good to catch up with her. So I've obviously invited her down. She'll actually make the presentation when the trophy gets presented before the final. And as she said in that little chat there, she's hoping that... you know, it's her last time holding the trophy before she loses it, before she hands it over to Ash Barty. It's one of those ones where, you know, she said in that chat that she's been the answer to a trivia question for 44 years, but a trivia question that most people get wrong. You know, it probably would be the immediate name that comes to mind, but hopefully as of tomorrow morning, Ash Barty will be the answer to that trivia question. So, yeah, it's good crowds building up here. Obviously, the weather not as great as it. When I say not as great, it's been hot over the last couple of weeks. But the weather today is certainly not as pleasant as it has been in the last week or so. A bit windy, a bit overcast, but obviously that'll have no impact under the roof at Rod Laver. There's already plenty of people gathering in Garden Square on the seats out under the big screen. So yeah, it's a huge atmosphere. I mean, a lot of us grew up and remember Leighton Hewitt obviously having a crack at winning the title in 2005 when he made the final, and unfortunately that didn't go to script. I think a lot of people felt back then that when Safin eliminated Federer that, you know, it was a huge opportunity, and Hewitt won the first set 6-1 in that final, and unfortunately it went a bit pear-shaped, but hopefully Ash can do the job, because obviously the longer those things drag on historically, the more they become, you know, potential burdens, and hopefully a burden no longer.
Yep, it's not far away now. Dash, of course, a huge night there with the men's doubles, all Aussie men's doubles final. After that as well, and of course, the men's final tomorrow night to, of course, round out a ripping couple of weeks there at Melbourne Park for the Australian Open 2022. We'll get to the Nadal-Medvedev clash and, of course, Ebden Purcell and the Kokkinakis-Kyrgios clash, the special K's and the big M's shortly, mate. But how are you feeling about Ash at the moment, mate? She's hovering around the $1.20, as we spoke about with Quinny there at tab.com.au. Collins seems to hover between the $4.75 rather and the $5. Do you think that's about right, or do you think we might have a bit of a stiffer test for Ash tonight?
Yeah, I think Ash definitely favourite. I mean, in terms of framing the market, it's probably a bit closer than that. If you look at Danielle Collins, for example, so she entered this tournament ranked 27th in the world. We know she's better than that. I think her ranking actually does jump into the top 10 regardless of what happens in this final as a result of what she's done here. We know she's missed a bit of tennis, but whenever she gets a good run at it, she's clearly a very good player. I think she's beaten 8 top 10 players in the last 2 years, which obviously shows that she's right amongst that company. I think, you know, Ash has played a lot of those really aggressive players in the last few rounds, but the one thing that separates Collins perhaps from them is she probably can't be flustered. And I mean that with, the highest level of respect. Probably not as flustered as some other players get. I think she'd be more likely to maybe stand up to the things that Ash throws at her. But in saying that, I think Ash has more tricks than anybody else. I think she's got more versatility. I also think that Wimbledon win last year seems to have completely relaxed her. Not that she ever appears tense, but I think that was, you know, that was her dream for a long, long time. And she obviously won it on the 50th anniversary of Yvonne Goolagong. And I get the feeling that ever since she won that final, she probably feels now that anything's possible and nothing's beyond her. And it just appears to me like she's super relaxed, super ready, super confident. She hasn't been overawed at any stage of the tournament. I don't think that'll happen in the final. And I think if push comes to shove, she's still the superior player to probably everyone on tour. And hopefully that's underlined here.
Yeah, I think she might edge it in three. I reckon we're in for a corker tonight, mate. You're thinking maybe a couple of tight sets to Barty?
Yeah, and it could certainly go three. I think when we were speaking yesterday, I went 7-5, 6-4 or something like that. I think that's the way I anticipate it to go. It may well be similar to the Wimbledon final, which sort of swung a bit back and forth. That went three, and and Ash got an early break in the third and was able to outlast. I think there might be a couple of breaks to serve tonight. I think the aggression of Collins and the brilliant serving of Ash, I think there'll be some toing and froing throughout the course of the contest. But I think if push comes to shove, Ash might have just a little bit too much. But not a certainty. But I think she'd win this final 7 or 8 times out of 10. So hopefully this is one of those occasions.
Ken RSN's very own Dash and Darren Parkin live from Melbourne Parker in the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. Huge night ahead, a huge couple of days. Of course, Melbourne Parker, the women's and men's finals. But in between that, wedged in between, mate, is the highly anticipated doubles final tonight, mate. Kokkinakis and Kyrgios, what a wondrous ride they've taken us on. And, of course, Ebden and Purcell as well. And they're at 310 outsiders at tab.com.au, slightly drifting from the 280 yesterday. Kokkinakis and Kyrgios from $1.40 and $1.36. So they've been popular with the bookies. They're obviously popular as well. But goodness me, hopefully this is pretty close. And as a few of us wouldn't mind seeing the underdogs get up here, but happy either way. But what are you feeling about this one, mate? A bit of controversy, I think. I think Purcell are talking today.
Yeah, it's, he's never short of a word, Purcell, it's fair to say. But the special K's and the M&M's, as it's been dubbed, this contest, which will be really good, which is interesting, just as a complete tangent. If you were thinking of how you would assess these two pairs, if you're looking at nicknames, one of them a fairly conservative breakfast cereal, the other one a colourful snack, you would have thought that maybe Kyrgios and Kokkinakis would be the M&M's and the other two would be the Special K. But obviously it's a nice little play on words with that. But yeah, Max Purcell, I was reading an article that before I even read the quote, it said, doubles partners sort of have a crack at the other. I thought that's more likely to be Purcell than Ebden, I would think. And sure enough, it was. But you're talking about them being disrespectful in regards to, stirring up the crowd to boo the opposition and to try to put them off serve and all that sort of stuff. And it's a fascinating final because you've got two guys that play almost singles in doubles in Kokkinakis and Kyrgios with that aggression, and then two conventional doubles players in Ebden and Purcell. Purcell made the Australian Open final a couple of years ago with Luke Saville. They lost on that occasion. Matty Ebden has won the mixed doubles crown here in 2013, I think, with Sammy. So they both got a bit of experience, Kokkinakis and Kyrgios not as much. Completely contrasting styles. I've sort of toed and froed back and forth over the last day or so about which way this one would go. I've probably been gravitating more towards Kyrgios and Kokkinakis maybe in the last couple of hours, but almost a genuine 50-50.
It's going to be huge. Yeah, I think there's value on Ebden Purcell, that's for sure. It's going to be a bit fiery too by the look of it, Dash. But, of course, tomorrow night, mate, we've got the dream final in terms of who's there at this tournament. And, of course, the likely final we thought throughout, although it didn't look over the line, but it's happened. Rafael Nadal and Daniel Medvedev. Of course, Nadal beating a bit of a disappointing Berrettini in 4 in his semi yesterday. And, of course, in the night match, after a very intriguing first couple of sets, Medvedev powering away to win in 4 against Tsitsipas. And he doesn't mind a blow-up, does he, the Russian? And he obviously careered away after that, though.
Yeah, he mentioned that at times in his career he'd sort of fall away in that situation, but he actually responded quite well. I think he was in trouble in his first service game immediately after that explosion. He was down 15-40, but served his way out of it. That was a key moment in the match. Had he been broken there, then it might have gone a bit pear-shaped for him. But he hung in there. Obviously, Nadal, Berrettini looked like he was labouring a bit early in the match. Found his range a bit as it went on. But Nadal was clearly the better player in that one. Got the key break late. And again, he's going for title number 21. This is the only slam he hasn't won more than once. Obviously, he won it back in 2009. He's lost 4 finals here. A couple of them epics to Djokovic and Federer. He's also lost to Wawrinka. Novak beat him on another occasion as well. So he's probably due to get it again. Medvedev sits apart. There's no love lost between those two. They obviously haven't seen eye to eye for a while. Medvedev's had issues with Apostolos, Stefanos' father and coach, and that was evident again last night with the allegations of coaching. And they weren't just allegations. Stefanos did receive a code violation in the third set, and that was fascinating sleuthing by the Australian Open officials, where they went and positioned someone underneath that box with a walkie-talkie and were able to direct that to the umpire and say, yes, indeed, there was coaching. And look, that's been an issue for a while. And as much as the attention out of last night's match does centre around Medvedev's blow-up, I think as much as he made the point poorly, the point he made was valid. And a lot of players have suggested that about Stefanos Tsitsipas's coach, and I think he's received 3 code violations in this tournament for that exact issue. So they obviously need to rectify that because it's not on. But Medvedev really raised his level, and it's a good sign for him. He raised his level against Felix Auger-Aliassime when he had to, and when it mattered most yesterday, he was far too good. So really curious final. I would argue that Nadal's run has been more convincing, but Medvedev, when he does really click in, he's almost impenetrable. And these two guys played an absolute cracker of a US Open final in 2019. So it should be a belter.
Yeah, the upshot of it all, Dash, as you say, Nadal Medvedev final, and I was just chatting to Quinny about it too, mate. It looks to me that Nadal's looked a bit better throughout the tournament, but Medvedev, I think his level on the hard court, it deserves to be favourite and probably should win, but he is peaking at the right time too, I think. But, you know, a real sliding doors moment there against Auger-Aliassime the other day. But it's a bit surprised he went up $1.50, Nadal $2.60. I think it should have been a little bit closer to that. Rafa firming into $2.45 as we speak. Medvedev $1.57, as I said to Quinny, Dash. I think it's more of a $1.60, $1.70, maybe $2.05, $2.20 sort of clash. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I mean, I know I mentioned nearly 50-50 a couple of times, but I think that's a fair assessment. Medvedev, I think, is reaching the level he wants to reach at exactly the right time. Nadal has started his last two matches really well. He was up 2 sets to love on Shapovalov, and he was up 2 sets to love on Berrettini, and it lost his way a little bit, but was able to regroup in both of those matches. I think the pressure he'll get consistently from Medvedev is different to what he got from both of those players. Both of those players were very poor early. Medvedev probably not as likely to do that. Different kettle of fish, and Medvedev's not, you know, doesn't seem overawed by any occasion. He's almost the Iceman. I know he blew up yesterday, but generally in terms of his actual tennis defence, he's been described as a brick wall on a number of occasions. So maybe marginally his way, but it just depends. Rafa, this obviously means a lot to him. There could be a destiny element to it and a chance for him to get to 21. And obviously with the French Open next, where he's always a huge chance, if he went to 22, then he catches a couple of slam break on Novak. And it seemed inevitable that Djokovic would eventually take the record for the most slams. But if by May Nadal is too clear of him, then obviously that's not as clear cut.
Absolutely. Good on you, Dash. Huge night tomorrow night. Massive night tonight before that. So we'll definitely need some lattes at Shanklin Cafe tomorrow morning after it. And, of course, hit a Sunday sesh. Maybe see Essendon legend Matty Lloyd at the Middle Hotel Currumburra after it. Good on you, mate.
Absolutely. And we'll settle in for an Aperol spritz to celebrate the 2 weeks.
Yes, hopefully the party continues. Thanks to Dash and Darren Parkin and Nick Quinn, tab.com.au. And we're here on the Tennis Podcast here on RSN 927. Thanks to Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East, Taronga Road there, only 10 minutes from Melbourne Park, 10 minutes from everywhere. Oodles of dining space, chicken avocado, Turkish roll, spicy chicken schnitzel, and everything on the menu available for takeaway. And as you heard there, Aperol Spritzers, we'll be having one of them tomorrow, and just $10 there. And of course, Dan, Joe, and all the crew will look after you. Just $10 Aperol Spritz, 10% off if you mention the, of course, Tennis Podcast on RSN 927 when you walk in. And only 10 minutes from Melbourne Park there. Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East, 500 Taronga Road. And, of course, have a few frothies at the Middle Hotel in Currumburra, Fisher East, and all the crew will look after you there. And, of course, open from 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. every day. Lunch all day from midday as well. And what a day for a Sunday sesh tomorrow. You might see Matty Lloyd there, as we said.
What a great day it is for a Sunday sesh. Head down for a schooner and a feed with Fish and the crew down at the middle. Have a great one.
You're listening to the Tennis Podcast with Scott Cooney on RSN 927.
In the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner.